This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our brand newest feature. It's the Free Talk Live Wiki. And you can go visit it at wiki, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can access it from the regular site as well, wiki.freetalklive.com. If you've never been to one of these things before, it's interesting, because you have as much control over it as almost everybody else does. There's a few people with administrative access, but beyond that, it's open season. You can change whatever you want. You can add pages, move stuff around. It's really something different. I'm not even good at describing it yet, man. That's how new I am.
I'm going to go look at it because
I just go once a day and just kind of look and see what changes people have made to it. It's very interesting. Wiki.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Brett, what's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to talk about, you guys were talking last hour about the bribing or rewarding or whatever for, you know, being a snitch in school.
Right.
My school has done that for as long as I've been there. I'm a junior now, and they've done that ever since I can remember.
What's the reward?
Junior what? You sound like a junior leaguer.
basically... Like any, I don't know if they have like a permanent one for like if you report drugs or anything, but I know if there's ever any vandalism or, you know, somebody ever does anything that's against the rules that's major, they'll say over the announcements, you know, every morning, you know, we have a $75 reward or, you know, something like that. And it, you know, it kind of irritates me because, you know, it comes from the tax dollars and it's just, you know, it's just money being thrown out the window. But,
well, now,
you know, I guess that's no different than what they do every other day, so.
I suppose. I don't really like the idea. And I think that the snitches are going to snitch anyway. I mean, when I was in school, we knew who those guys were.
Yeah, $75 doesn't seem that motivating to me. maybe it would have been. I don't know. No, I mean, I was working when I started working at 12. I mean, I started getting, I guess, paychecks of $300, $400, $500 by the time I was 15 or 16. I don't see why that would have been that big of an issue for me.
Well, and some of the students' responses here, here's one of them from a young lady at the school. She says, it's okay. I mean, yeah, you get $100, but you kind of have to deal with telling on your friends, maybe.
Yeah,
the way kids talk.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous the way they talk, but anyway. So, I mean, have you noticed, I mean, do you know anybody that has actually ratted, or, I mean, have you ever been close to any of this stuff going on?
No, not really. I haven't. I just know that they announced, you know, that there are rewards. I've never actually heard of anybody getting, you know, a reward or, you know, telling on anyone.
I mean, because don't you kind of know, I mean, don't you kind of know who the people are that are more likely to rat? I mean, with or without the reward.
Oh, of course.
There's always those guys that are the sniveling sycophants to the administration or to certain teachers. And you know who to look to if somebody's been ratted out. You don't need a reward. Those people are always there.
Definitely.
Brett, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, a couple more things, actually. One of the administrators in my school is also an Iowa senator, and he apparently is proposing this new legislation that will have schools move to fingerprinting systems instead of lunch cards.
Oh, dear.
So basically you'll have fingerprints instead of lunch cards, and... You know, he claims that it won't be used for, you know, crime investigation. Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
That's pretty outrageous. I remember when I was a kid, there was no such thing. There was like a little punch code that you needed when I was in school. And I was never fingerprinted as a child, so I'm not in the system. And this effectively would put every single child into the system, which disturbs me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm out robbing people's houses or anything like that. I just don't like the idea of the cops having my info like that.
Yeah, exactly. Also, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
You guys were talking last night about the cop who had shot the war veteran.
That's correct. Shot him three times.
Three times.
A guy who was in the Air Force.
It's amazing.
He was following the orders. I actually watched the video online. It's just an amazing video.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to let you know I posted the video on the BBS under the issues forum, so
excellent.
If anyone wants to go check it out.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Man, which you might want to watch it during one of the breaks, because it is just sick. That this guy is on the ground, he's following the orders from the cop, he's not, like, incoherent, he's not scary, he looks like he just wants to help the guy get his job done. He says, I'm on your side. He says, all right, I'm getting up now, when the cop orders him to get up, and as he's getting up, blam, 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 three shots right into him, and he hits the ground.
Why'd he do it?
Because he doesn't like brown people. That's what that's my guess. Brett, thanks for the call.
Crazy.
Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231 to Walt in Missouri, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt, what's happening?
You mentioned that video. I heard about that on the news today, and that made me sick. But
well, you should have seen the video.
Yeah, well, I don't have the luxury. Unfortunately, I work 33 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Whoa, that's hard to do.
So, I really don't have the time to...
Walt can bend space and time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a little conference call action there, Bordock. I have no control over that audio right now. 800-259-9231.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's really
gonna
bad. Walt,
going.
Are you still there?
I do have control over that. I'm a bad talk show.
Nice. Walt, you still there?
Hey, Walt.
Apparently,
sorry about that, man. That was me being terrible.
Technical difficulties.
Inexperienced. That's what it was, Walt. Continue.
I was going to say, it sure as hell ain't me.
We were talking about your 33 hours per day. Let's pretend that never happened.
I work too much, and, but that's what keeps my mind off of just going berserk, I guess. Over all the garbage is going on.
Absolutely. You got to keep busy. No doubt about it.
Well, besides, it's a benefit to me, bringing in the money. I mean, we got to have the money because we got to pay our 62.5%, to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Every day I just, in the morning, I don't get up in the morning and thank God. I get up in the morning and thank King George, that you've allowed me to be not a prisoner again today.
Yeah, to be a semi-free man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
There you go. Yeah, So I know how the blacks felt, being two-thirds of a citizen. Yeah. I mean, we all feel that way right now.
We're half a citizen.
Yeah, okay, half a citizen. Whatever then.
And I don't want to be a citizen anymore. I'm not interested in it.
I fought for this country, but I feel the same way, and I'm to the point where I just hate people anymore because they're just so stupid,
Well,
I mean, I hear them on the radio calling in saying, yeah, we ought to make a parking lot out of that place, or he needs to spy, to stop the, and it's like, well, let me get to this point.
It's
like
just learned ignorance, Walt.
I know. Let me get to this.
Yeah.
Like I said, about April 15th, it's another day. People don't pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Besides, you're violating the law by paying your taxes. You're contributing to the delinquency. You're aiding the terrorists by paying your taxes.
Yeah, you're certainly aiding the government, and that's terrorism, and terrorism in my book.
Yeah, we know who the terrorists are. Bush didn't lie to us that the terrorists don't like good. He said that right after 9/11. Well, that's obvious. Okay, and you people out there, you cops, you military people that are following illegal orders, you know who you are. You people that work for the IRS.
I don't know. Do they think that? I don't think most of them realize they're following illegal orders. I don't think they don't even teach. I know somebody who's going to be a cop, and I asked her. I said, have they taught you about the Bill of Rights? Nope.
She needs to learn the Constitution.
They don't know anything about that.
People, you can go up there and download copies of the Constitution. I carry a copy of it in my pickup truck at all times, just in case I might need it, and in my rig, too. The bottom line is, people, if you're working for the IRS, you need to quit.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
You're a bad person, but you're part of the problem.
Be a part of the solution and just say no to government. Thanks, Walt. 800-259-9231. Good advice from a former Marine, the pit bull himself. 800-259-9231. Mark's on the way. He wants to talk about college libertarians, Reagan, snitches. Your call as well. Ladies, if you dial in, we put you on first. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, lots of them, 10 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website. Easy to download, free, at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in, membership fees, none of that stuff. No hoops you have to jump through. Just go and get them, freetalklive.com.
So we're going to have to pull your NAB card after that nonsense.
What nonsense. Let's go to the phones. Reagan, ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Reagan in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Hey, Reagan, you sound peppy tonight.
I'm listening to you, and I may not be one of the nicest callers you'll get because, and I'll tell you why. I remember talking about kids snitching on other kids about drugs and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you as a woman who is, as somebody who's reliving her days in school, as somebody who's thinking on, at this point, I'm now talking to you thinking on the level of a 13-year-old girl.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're pretending to be 13, is that what you're saying?
At this point, this is what you're getting. I'm looking back at it.
Yeah.
I have a disability, and I was treated so badly by kids my own age. I was spat at. My face was beaten one day just for fun.
That's
and
no fun.
So what happens is you get kind of tired of that.
Sure.
And so looking at it from a humanistic, from the point of a selfish human being, a vindictive person, this would be a great way for me to make some money.
But wouldn't it be a better way? I mean, shouldn't they offer rewards for people that beat people up? I mean, that sounds legitimate to me. I'd like to see people that beat people up.
I think that's legitimate, but see, you think you're talking as an adult, and these people are kids. And
right.
We all know how nasty and vindictive kids can be. They're not,
no doubt.
And so a kid has a fight with somebody, and guess what? They're on the cell phone. Yeah, so-and-so just smacked me around, and yeah, he's going into the science lab now.
You know what the worst part, though? The reason why I think you've got kids that are so mean and so vindictive is because of the system. The government school system, now I'm sure it happens at private schools too, but if somebody is fighting in the government school system, usually these days, both individuals, regardless of who started it, both individuals get suspended, both individuals get punished. It doesn't matter if the other person just came right over and clocked you a good one and that started the fight. Both kids get punished. And so that's a problem right there. The other problem is the fact that they don't get pulled out of school permanently, usually. I mean, they get suspended maybe for a few days, and then they get sent right back in. So you've got a school you've got a government system that encourages the troublemakers to be in these classrooms, encourages these troublemakers to be around. In a privately run system, in a system where schools were competing for business, they would kick out the bad kids. The kids would be out of school. Look, you want to cause trouble in my school? You're gone. We're canceling your agreement. Here, we'll give your parents half their money back or whatever. Your kid is terrible. Get him out of my school. And either they're gonna shape up, or they're just not going to be able to get educated at any decent...
The parents are going to be forced to take some responsibility for the kid's behavior and quit excusing it.
Oh, the parents should take responsibility.
Yeah. The next scenario that kind of flew through my head when all of this was being discussed out here, you're going to have your kids turning mom and dad in for doing recreational marijuana.
Believe it or not, Reagan, that's exactly what the DARE officers encourage your kids to do. If your kids are in DARE class, the DARE officer says, hey, does anybody here have any parents that might smoke marijuana? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and raise your hands. We're just going to help your parents. They've got a problem. And so the kids, not knowing any better, taking the officer at face value, presuming he's the authority, he's a cop, he's going to help their parents, they raise their hands and they say, yeah, Officer Manwich, my mom smokes that green stuff every night. Well, thank you, little Billy. We're going to just investigate and we're going to help your mom. And then they go and arrest her and throw her in prison, take the kid and put him in with DCF.
Yeah, that's real helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks. That's just great. That's
Reagan, great. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just thought this was... I didn't know if I should call or not, but it helped me look back and sort of remember the stuff that I went through in school, and I would... The kind of monster I was in terms of being vindictive.
Right.
I could see myself. I'd be doing 911 calls.
You'd be banking. Thanks for the call, Reagan. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, I think everybody gets vindictive one day or another. And
hey, if you mess with somebody, karma's going to come back around.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Don't mess
that.
With people.
Let's go to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
Hey, I'm just giving an update on the libertarian group here at my campus.
Ooh, okay.
And basically, I just got like a temporary charter filled out the other day, so we're in the stages of going. And
Now, is this one of those things where you have to have a sponsor?
Yeah, I actually found one. There's a guy. There's a professor here.
What's he teach?
He's a speech teacher, I think.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now, how did you do it? Was it you that found it, or one of your buddies that did that?
It was just like me, mainly, and some other people who helped. But actually, he's the guy. Our sponsor is the leader of the debate squad. So
nice.
Yeah.
Libertarians are quite the debaters.
Mm-hmm. And basically, right now we're just in the stages of finding like our identity and like what kind of group we want to do. And
so, what do you want to do?
And basically, just with me and some other people, we've just kind of been brainstorming. And instead of being like the normal college Republicans or the college Democrats, we want to be more of like a fun group. Like instead of meeting in rooms, we might meet at like the pizza shop and hang out there. I mean, just something that'll like have fun. And
well, sure, you got to give reason to people. You got to give people a reason to come out to the meetings, because mm-hmm. meetings in the political world are the worst. I mean,
yeah.
they're dry, they're boring. The people that attend them tend to be dry and boring.
Nothing gets done.
Yeah, nothing gets. A debate society, and it's okay if you're a political person to go and have a little discussion. But if you want to get things done. For the most part, libertarian groups are notorious for not getting anything done. So it's one thing to go to the pizza club or the pizza bar and meet. It's another thing to actually make sure that you get things planned and some real activities, some real, you know, outreach, like an Operation Politically Homeless booth or something like that planned while you're doing that.
And speaking of fun, we kind of have a little thing planned for next week, and we're going to have a kegger party at this one guy's house.
Libertarians get wasted.
Yeah.
Drinking Sam Adams.
Well, I guess that's the way to get people to turn out if you're in college, right?
Yeah. That's what they do.
Something.
Get a lot of publicity.
Right.
And basically, we're just kind of wondering about, like, ideas for flyers and stuff like that. With basically, like, either anti-tax flyers and anti-drug war flyers, just kind of both sides to get, like, pretty much everybody.
Free Talk Live flyers. Don't forget that now. We got flyers on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. And I know there are some Yahoo groups out there you might want to look into. I don't have the list of them at hand here. There are some college libertarian groups, you know, where you can link up with other college libertarian groups from across the country and, you know, sort of share ideas, what works, what doesn't.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this ground has been tread before. I know you're brand new to this, and probably most of your friends are. But there have been people that have gone before you, is what I'm saying, and they've made the mistakes already that you're likely to go ahead and make if you don't learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, all that information is there. It's just up to you to dig it up.
And one event we were thinking about doing near the end of the year, I got the idea from NH3 having a – we could probably have like a – UN flag burning. On the
UN
campus.
Flag burning.
There you go.
Excellent.
That's going to be tricky. The campus authorities aren't going to like burning flags.
No, I don't think all those professors will either. But
you might just have to do it anyway.
Yeah.
What you want to do is ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the libertarian rule as far as I'm concerned. Just do it and then deal with whatever consequences come from it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Good luck and keep us up to date. Thanks, Mark. 800-259-9231. That's something I missed out on, man, which because I didn't go to the four-year thing. So
the university?
I didn't have that whole experience. But I was still doing the activism, still doing the outreach just with the general public instead of the university crowd. But it'd be an interesting dynamic to explore. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. where you can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, Manwich, and we put them up on our website. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine. The thing that makes it special, though, is the fact, not that they just sent us their photo, but they're actually have taken a photo for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. In the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can learn more about that at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. So, let's go to the Advocates for Self-Government. Because we were talking earlier about all the laws. There's so many laws, there's no way that you could possibly research them all. There's no way. I mean, it's a physical impossibility to even research the laws in your locality, let alone the state that you live in.
To know all the city and county laws that you need to know, let alone all the state and federal ones.
So our friends over at theadvocates.org, the Advocates for Self-Government, Bill Winter, he says, here's some new ways to break the law. Here's a question for you. Can you get through 24 hours without breaking a single law? Before you answer, consider, in January, an Atlanta man was arrested and handcuffed for selling a Subway token at face value. Donald Perrone observed another passenger having difficulty with the token vending machine, so he gave him a $1.75 token. After the man insisted on paying him, Perrone was cited by a transit officer for a misdemeanor. Since state law prohibits selling tokens even at face value, a MARTA spokesperson denied that handcuffing a customer for helping another customer was excessive. The bureaucrat said, there are customer service phones for people who are having trouble getting tokens out of the machine.
This is crazy. That's nuts.
Can you imagine the cop just standing by and just sort of, you know,
just watching
around.
The person suffer. Who cares if they can't get the money out of the machine,
right.
Get the token out of the machine, whatever.
Some nice, good, concerned citizen comes along and says, hey, buddy, here, take this token. Because they've had trouble with the machines before, I'm sure. Their government machines are likely to break down.
The grateful person demands to be able to pay for it because, you know, that's fair.
That's the right thing to do.
The guy's, you know, realizes it's fair.
The cop's just sitting there watching it. Can you imagine the cop's just sitting there watching it?
Yep, and then let's stomp on this good deed.
Right.
Come here, citizen.
Get rid of this good deed.
Put your hands up.
Whoa, what did I do?
You sold a token.
Hey, can you believe this? This
Somebody
is for
needs
real.
To push this person, this cop out in front of a subway.
Yeah,
that's what they need to do.
Well, but it's the law, man. The cops enforce the law. That's their job. They don't question the law. They just enforce it.
They should have looked the other way.
Meanwhile, in late 2005, an Ohio man spent 3 days in jail because he didn't put identification tags in his family's pet turtles and snakes. Terry Wilkins broke a state law requiring owners of native reptiles to tag them with a personal integrated transponder. The tags, which are the size of a grain of rice and can be inserted under the animal's skin, contain a barcode readable by a scanner. Wilkins refused to tag the animals because he said PIT tags can cause health problems in small reptiles. Oh, health problems, schmelth problems. We don't care about your pets. We want them tagged, buddy. You're going in for a misdemeanor. This is a state law, and it's important. You should respect the law. How dare you disobey? It goes on. In Kentucky, Larry Castile was arrested for not attending a parenting class for divorcing parents, as mandated by state law. He spent the night in jail. In New Jersey, police are giving tickets to people who leave their cars running for more than 3 minutes in store parking lots.
Why?
Stopwatch-wielding police hit the offenders with a $500 fine for violating the state's anti-idling law.
There's an idling law?
Maybe to preserve gasoline or something like
that? It's my gas. I bought it.
Oh. What about the cops? Would they? I see all the time cop cars idling.
Yeah.
Don't you?
They do idle.
Sometimes they're not even anybody in them. They're idling. Can I walk up to the cop car and scratch out a ticket and hand it to him and have him pay me right there on the spot maybe a few weeks later? Think they would stand for that? In Northwest Georgia, 49 convenience store owners were arrested for selling totally legal products to customers. The owners, by the way, happen to be mostly of Indian background, sold cold medicine, baking soda, table salt matches, and lantern fuel. Police said the ingredients could be used to make methamphetamine.
What?
In Burlington, Vermont, police are ticketing people for not removing the keys from their ignition and locking their cars. Police said state law prevents car thefts. Violators are fined $79. Now, I've never lived up north, Manwich, but we are going up there one of these days to the great state of New Hampshire, and I would imagine that when it's cold out, you might want to leave your car running.
Yeah, so the heat, so it's warm.
Right, so you don't have to go back in and, you know, spend, I don't know how long it takes them to get warmed up, but I can imagine it'd be a little while. $79 for doing that.
It's an awful lot of nerve you've got to be able to tell somebody, you can't spend your own money on your own gas to keep your own car warm for your own butt.
Sure, you could. Are you still sure that you can get through a day without violating a law? If so, don't worry. Legislators are making more things illegal. In New York City, a city council member wants to make it a crime to ride a bike without a registration number tag. Violators would face up to 15 days
in prison. A bike license plate.
Violators would face up to 15 days in prison.
Well, let's not forget that that license plate's going to cost money, and that's you're going to have to register it every year.
Maybe every 6 months. Hey, why not?
Why not?
In Illinois, a state senator wants to make it a crime not to have a carbon monoxide detector installed in your home. In Pennsylvania, a state...
For the children.
And we'll have to pay people to snitch on that, because how else would they find
out? And let's not forget, some people don't have children in their house either.
In Pennsylvania, a state senator filed a bill to allow police to fine drivers $75 if they don't clean snow off their car. In Virginia...
Why is that? I don't know what
makes your car look ugly. I don't know. In Virginia,
I suppose it could come off while you're going around a curb.
I don't know.
Go into somebody else's car. I don't know.
A state legislator wants to make it illegal to show your underwear in public. Girls or boys with low rider pants would get hit with a $50 fine if their undies show. Novelist Ayn Rand once wrote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, the government makes them.
Yep.
One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. Have we reached that point? Is it impossible to live without breaking laws? I say yes. And it has gone way too far. And it's time to stand up and say no to these laws. And to break them in public. Civil disobedience is where it's at, as far as I think the future of liberty in America. Let's talk to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
Well, you guys were talking earlier about the importance of the Internet maybe a couple days ago. And
yes, sir.
It kind of ties into the last caller that called in about his group and what kind of ideas he wanted to do for his group.
Yeah.
I think you can do a lot online by posting at Craigslist or Yahoo groups, as you said, or Google or MySpace. Mm-hmm. There's just so many networking things you can do there. Here in Minnesota, we've got a meetup group, an upcoming.org group, and I do a lot of networking online just by search engines, contacting people and connecting with people. So,
right on. I mean, that's cool. That's a good way to gather people to your group, but when it's actually time to get out and do something, you can't do that online. You actually have to go out and set up an Operation Politically Homeless booth.
And here's another idea I have for every libertarian, and it's well in advance. April 15th this year, it happens to be on a Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So I would have a big protest in your area. Plan, like I said, go to those different meetups or network with people and start organizing.
Right.
We're doing this in Minnesota, and we've got a permit to go to the St. Paul Capitol and do a big protest there, followed by the Libertarian Party of Minnesota Convention. So.
Excellent. And the traditional place to do protests for liberty on April 15th is usually at post offices as well, because
right.
There's a lot of traffic there. Thanks for the call, Corey. We appreciate hearing from you. Good ideas. 800-259-9231. We like it when people share ideas with us. This is a show about your ideas. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for you. Lots of stuff to do there. There's different kinds of forums, all kinds of different posts from lighthearted fun stuff to serious issues. Thousands of posts, over 80,000 of them, and well over 1,100 people interacting, all for free at freetalklive.com. The phones are calling in. You're calling in, so we go to the phones. It is your show. Let's talk to Doug in Minneapolis. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, Minnesota rules, man. We love Free Talk Live up here.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, before I start, I wanted to remember the...
Too bad we don't have any affiliates there in Minnesota, yeah. So you better get on that one, Doug.
Yep, I called up there, and there's a couple...
I know you did.
All right. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, remember that little commercial for Manwich? You know, a sandwich is just a sandwich, but a Manwich is a talk show.
I don't remember because how long did it take me, Manwich?
This is how sheltered this weirdo is. He didn't know that Manwich was Sloppy Joe Mix.
Oh, I thought
God.
It was something gay.
He thought it was a gay reference. Like, I would pick for myself just a gay reference. I'm a man sandwich.
What did it take me, a good year to figure that out?
It was at least a year.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Anyway, quickly here, the Minnesota, you know, just couldn't believe the idea of these idling laws. And I thought, well, you know, in Minnesota, there's companies who actually sell remote control car starters. So you can push the button at your dinner party.
Right.
when you walk outside, the car is toasty warm.
Sure. Yeah,
if you live
convenient.
In Minnesota, you sure want this thing.
Right. So I call up to talk about this, and Vordop, you know, Mark, who also lives in Minnesota, goes, you know, I'm saying, isn't that stupid? You know, I'm glad we don't have those laws here. He goes, dude, in Minneapolis, $50 for idling your car unattended.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so I'm thinking, well, how do you go to a party or anywhere, or a restaurant, or even in your own property, your car is parked on the street, you start your car from your window. You just committed a crime?
Apparently so. Now there's got to be a time limit on it. He's telling me for like 5 to 10 minutes, something like that. You can have it idling for a certain period of time, but after that, then you become subject to a fine.
Right, but it's just so unenforceable and so ridiculous.
What do you think the motive was? Was it to conserve gasoline?
No, I think, here's my guess, it's to have the police not running around chasing stolen cars, I suppose, freeing up their time to go after, you know, dangerous pot smokers. But
yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, I also wanted to get your opinion on something here.
Yes,
I recently snitched on my neighbor.
What?
Well, tell us about it.
Well, and I may need your advice or your opinion here. This is the bad house on the street, and it's bringing down the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Criminals live there, jailed several times. Their children carry guns and have shown them to people as a way of saying, you know, stay away from us, we will kick your ass. You know, gang activity.
Yeah.
Actually threatened my life once.
Whoa.
Through a reference to another crime on the street, you know.
Okay.
Remember what happened to that guy? You're next.
Wow.
So, we're all scared of these people, and they're jerks. So the housing inspectors are inspecting all the rental property around here. And this place, these people own their own houses. Their mother owns it. She
Got
lives
it.
In another state. The son, with the criminal children, and he's a criminal, live there. I mentioned this to the housing inspector. She goes, well, you know what? That house is being let. Even though they're not paying rent, I can go inspect that. So I said, sick them. Go on there. Look for anything. You know, try to get some violation and help us rid the neighborhood. But then I'm thinking, you know, well, gosh, that's sticking the man on someone else.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that.
No, they're a bunch of thugs threatening people.
I know.
Sorry. Don't threaten people.
I just don't feel good.
There's force, and the threat of
karma,
force
though,
is
man,
just
which,
the same thing.
That's
sorry.
Bad karma, though, man.
What are you supposed to do? Go down there and smoke all six of them? Boom, 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 boom.
Of course not.
And then go to prison for the rest of his freaking life? Thank
just
God that
alone.
Woman went down there.
Why did they threaten you anyway?
Because I was looking out the window, and they were harassing a young lady, and I said, hey, guys, I'm right here. Knock it off, you know?
I see.
And hey,
sorry.
Yeah.
It's violence. The threat of violence is violence.
Yeah, so I called the police about that threat of violence and put a report in, but
yeah, the cops aren't going to do anything, though.
They're investigating him for this that other crime I mentioned. But
eternally investigating.
Yeah, exactly. And Minneapolis is the worst.
So what happened as a result of the bureaucrat going and inspecting?
Well, I don't know. They just started doing these inspections, which is another crazy thing. They're inspecting every piece of rental property in the next 5 years.
I don't like encouraging the bureaucrats to do that sort of thing. I mean, I don't agree that they should be able to come around and inspect people's properties.
Well, I've got your back, man. If people are,
I'm ambivalent. I don't feel so great about it. I don't feel bad. I don't feel good. I mean, I feel terrible about what these people are doing to people. And I just don't think that the state's
the
answer.
We have no recourse. We can't really, you know, the guy's in high school. His kid is, so you know, he is truant. So we're calling the police because he's not going to school. But yet, I think school should be voluntary.
Right.
Oh, you know, they're selling drugs up in front of my window every now and then.
It's tough to be principled, isn't it?
It sure is, and I kind of want to say, hey, man, you know, I support your right. Can you do it over in front of your own house or something? And, you know,
absolutely. Doug, well, best of luck with that situation, man. Keep us up to date on that. I'm curious to see what happens. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. What's up, Jeff?
Not much. How's it going with you guys?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted first to let you know that I phoned both of my representatives up here in Oregon and let them know about the Read the Bills Act and asked them to vote for it.
Wow, excellent. Fabulous.
Also, I wanted to talk about, I know a guy up here. He's an ex-Green Beret. He's an older guy.
He'll kill you. He'll kill you with a popsicle stick.
Yeah, he's been shot 8 times.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, he has a medical marijuana card, and he's freaking out about the federal government.
No, as he should be.
Yeah, and the question I pose is to the federal government. I mean, this guy served for this. I mean, he got shot 8 times.
Yeah.
for his country. And
that's not good enough. You have to get shot 15 times to be able to smoke marijuana.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he goes through constant pain because he's been shot in his joint.
Oh, they don't care about all that. Pain, Schmain. He's just trying to get high. It's just so sad.
He was doing his duty.
It really is. We appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. It's outrageous. And it does. You shouldn't have to be a veteran anyway. It's your health. It's your body. You should be free to do with it as you please. More Free Talk Live coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here. Dean here with you.
And man, what?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff on the site, the wiki, the archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more. The feature list on our website just keeps getting longer, man, which, and it keeps staying free. Like, we keep adding new things, fresh ideas, new things, new concepts to the website. Free. Still. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we'd love to love for you to go and AMP Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You learn more about the program there for $3 a month. You support Free Talk Live. The money, by the way, it doesn't go to our paychecks. We don't get those. It goes to promoting Free Talk Live. It goes to getting us on more radio stations, more internet players, internet connections. It's making a big difference. It really is. Amp.freetalklive.com. The long-term goal of the project will reduce our commercial time on the show by 25%. So everybody's going to benefit long-term. Get all the details, learn about the perks and more at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go to Jody in Calgary. Jody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
How's it going, eh?
Hey. Jody.
I heard your program last night about a healthcare company up here in Canada who wanted to start private healthcare, and you guys were great on that. It's... the big thing up here, a lot of Canadians just have an absolute fit, unfortunately, whenever private health care is mentioned, and I think that's a shame.
So has this been tried before?
Oh, yeah, numerous times. I'm in Alberta. Right now in Canada, the provinces, and a lot of Americans aren't going to like this, but in Canada, a lot of the provinces have more power provincially than the states do in the U.S.
Okay.
Canada, the overriding health care is the Canadian Health Care Act.
Mm.
That covers health care across the country. No, just like with you with the states, the provinces collect the taxes. They go to Ottawa. Ottawa redistributes that money to all the provinces.
Sounds like a mess.
Which is horrible. Oh, it is. I mean, the provinces should just collect the taxes from their citizens and then ship any to Ottawa if they want to, if it's up to the people of that province, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But right now, provinces control health care. The provinces, if you move to another province, you have to get on their health care system. It's not controlled from Ottawa, just like education.
So it's nationally funded, but province controlled.
Yeah, provinces decide where they're going to open hospitals.
Understood.
What programs they're going to have, et cetera.
And, of course, the decisions are all bad because it's socialism.
Yeah.
And then
our province is pretty good because we've got a Premier, Ralph Klein, who's very independent, and he tells Ottawa where to go, basically, and how to get there. And
well, he hasn't told
trying
us.
To bring in, well, he's trying to bring in private health care. They had a vote recently.
Oh, really?
About having private clinics in Alberta, and hopefully it goes through. I mean,
that would shock the foundations there in Canada.
Well, all the MLAs want it. Those are sort of like state reps.
Okay.
They all want it. They're all conservatives, but they all want small government. And the one thing that Canadians really get uptight about is because when this has happened before, tax dollars have gone to private clinics. I'm all for private clinics. I'm a teacher. I would love it if every school was private.
Sure.
But the thing is, if 1 cent of my tax dollar goes to that, I get really ticked off.
I agree with that. Keep it totally separate. Keep it totally separate. And keep us up to date, Jody, on what's going on up there, because it's an interesting situation. I mean, the socialized healthcare system is dismal. It's horrible. And thank goodness people are figuring it out, or at least it sounds like somebody's figuring it out up there. Of course, the opposition getting this through and fighting for this is going to be tough, man, because those socialists, they cling on to their programs like it is their lifeblood.
It is their lifeblood.
Best of luck up there, Jody. Thanks, man. 802. Well, we were done for tonight. It's been Ian here with
That's
you.
It?
We're done. 3 hours like that, man. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night at, 7 o'clock Eastern time if you're live with us. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.